Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Provost Bob Bluen, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here at WCHL. Dr. Alice Ammerman's work centers on finding innovative ways to solve community-based nutrition challenges. Through her work at the Gilling School of Global Public Health, she develops interventions to reduce obesity and chronic disease risk in low-income and minority populations. Working in some of the most vulnerable areas in the state, she is committed to public health and public service.
Dr. Ammerman remains dedicated to attracting students who want to get into the entrepreneurial business of making good food for the needy.
Well, it's been very easy because they've read about it and come running. We're taking one course together in the business school. It's a startup class, and so it's me, the only one with gray hair in the class, and then a number of undergrads and graduate students. And then we had another business school course that focuses on sustainability, and they were looking for projects. Then another class in computer science did some work to help us think about how we could map out where the farms are and use some various ways to illustrate that. And then coming up, we have a marketing class that got interested in the idea, and so they're going to help us with that. I think the fact that it's a business that's at least launched somewhat so that they can kind of see where it's going is helpful, and so people like the idea of getting involved. When I first started talking about entrepreneurship in the School of Public Health, people kind of looked at me and said, Alice, have you sold out? But now people really recognize that it can be a real social good.
Healthy diets are also something Dr. Ammerman's classes study closely.
I think by now probably most people have heard of the Mediterranean diet. It's gotten a lot of press. There's been a lot of good research that has shown that it really seems very effective in preventing heart disease. And now it's looking like it's got some benefits in terms of cancer and preventing dementia. Initially, it was more epidemiologic studies where we saw that people in different parts of, like in the Mediterranean area, seemed to do better in terms of their health. Unfortunately, I think the Western diet has kind of taken over. But now we're doing intervention studies, and the big one was done in Spain, where they had a couple of arms of the study where the factors that are thought to be most important are good quality oil and the nuts. So they had two arms of the study, and they compared that to a control group, and both of those arms did very well. The problem is we don't know which one may be more important. But so it doesn't have to be olive oil. People always think of that with Mediterranean diet. It's still a little unclear, but it seems like any sort of vegetable oil is beneficial. The big thing is that it switched us away from this idea of low-fat diet, which has been the thought for quite a while, and I think we're realizing now that was quite a big mistake. This doesn't mean we're going to French fries and hamburgers as the main diet, but it actually makes the diet more palatable because fat carries a lot of the flavor. So I kind of joke that the secret silver bullet to nutrition is roasted vegetables because you get the good quality oil. It gets the vegetables in there too, tastes good. So that's the basis of a lot of what we use for good bowls. And we've tried to appeal to all ends of the economic spectrum to make something that's appealing. And so we use a lot of southern type vegetables, a lot of sweet potatoes. And to me, when they're roasted, they're really good. Greens, peppers, and things like that. And then we serve it over brown rice, which is not necessarily typically southern, but people don't even notice when it's got all this sauce on it. So that's why we call it the Med-South diet. My husband and I actually collaborate on a lot of research where we've tested it in community health centers and elsewhere. He's a primary care physician, so he kind of sees the clinical side of it, and I see the public health side of it, and then we combine that. We found people very receptive to it, and some of our studies have shown some benefits in terms of blood pressure and weight control, and especially diabetic.
Obesity, especially in children, is another area of focus for Dr. Ammerman and her research.
We're trying to get some new studies funded to look at it as a weight loss approach as well. Emphasize really the diet quality first, and then once people understand how to make the Mediterranean diet or Med-South diet piece work, then some strategies of how to use it as a way to control weight. The higher fat actually gives you more satiety, so you don't get hungry as soon again. So even though fat has more calories, ultimately you end up with eating less and having a healthier diet using the Mediterranean diet.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.